You know, it always amazes me where we get stories from on this show. It also amazes me sometimes where the shows just kind of come together. The stories I do not read in any sort of great detail before recording, because I like to be surprised along with you. But sometimes they just kind of come together. And I think this EPP bonus episode, there's some similarity here. All of our stories today, Australia. I know. We get a lot of stories from Australia, but I don't think I've ever had a full show where every single story was from Australia. So you're in for a treat, guys, especially if you're from Australia. Especially in our second story, because there's a lot of questions about a location and some very haunting things that happen on the grounds of a institution that has a lot of haunting stories attached with it. Our first story is about someone who is considering themselves clairvoyant and what it's like to live a life with that ability. Good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. We'll hear piece by piece their account on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Having the ability to communicate with the other side, being a clairvoyant, is a blessing or a curse, I guess, depending on how you look at it. A lot of times, individuals who classify themselves as that don't necessarily have the ability to kind of turn it on, turn it off. It's more so, it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's not a matter of like, okay, whatever you say, I'm going to, you know, let's call this person up and go years without having any sort of experiences. But when they happen, they stand out and know it. Which can lead to a life with a lot of question marks. And in some cases, a lot of periods where others may not get them. It's just kind of a trade-off as to how you look at it. Sometimes getting more information from the other side that others may not have, while at the same time wondering how or why you're the one getting it. That's what's going on in our first story. Someone who realizes they have this ability and what life is like being a clairvoyant. Take a listen. Hi there, long-time listener from Australia. I have many spooky stories, but this one freaks me out big time. Approximately 10 years ago, a friend of mine had just moved into a rental home, the second one after her marriage broke up. My children were younger, and I rarely went out at night back then, but I was going to see her in the new home and have a few drinks, so I was going to sleep over there as I don't drink and drive. Weirdly, when I got into my car to drive there, I felt the presence of a good friend who passed. Enough for me to say hi to him, which I've never done before. I wondered what was going on. I didn't expect the night to be that exciting. I got to the home that was located in a wealthy suburb. I found it strange that it was all original, very good condition, but no modern upgrades to kitchens, bathrooms, etc. But all, as I said, it was still immaculate and great condition. I started watching something on TV and having a few drinks, and after a couple of friends had left, I started being told names in my head. This was rather strange to me. I was starting to freak out. I hadn't experienced this before. My friend knew I had dreams that came true, etc., so I was considered not your average person with this kind of stuff, but still, it was confusing to me. I kept being told the same names, two women's names and a man's name. I was also told about a fall on a toilet. I kept seeing a little white dog in a vision. I walked up to my friend and said, "I'm not saying your house is haunted, but I'm being told information which I have to tell you. I don't know why it's coming to me." At this stage, I knew nothing about the home. A friend was renting, and I continued, "I'm being told by a woman these names. I'm just going to say name one and name two. My friend said, "Shit, I'm renting this home through an agency, but the daughter lives next door, and I think that's her name. Her mother lived here, and she kept it the same as when she lived here and now." I'm freaking as I'm thinking her name is this other one, one of the names I mentioned. I left that house, and in the morning, although nothing horrible happened, I was so freaked out about what occurred, I knew I wouldn't go back again. I just suddenly realized I had these abilities that I wish I didn't have at that stage in my life. A few days later, my friend calls me excitedly. "Oh my God, so I saw the owner and I told her what names you were told and she freaked, as her mom had two children and I'd said both their names, not common names. Also, the third name was her mother's best friend that lived across the road from her for almost 40 years. And she did have a little white dog too." I realized afterwards that my friend knew I was going to have this experience and came for the ride. I realize now that I'm clairvoyant. It isn't something I can make happen, and something it doesn't happen for years, but when it happens, I know. I listen to it. I get goosebumps on my right top arm if they want me to be aware of a situation. My father also never believed in anything spiritual when you die, but this is the kind of guy who was ex-British Navy. In his 60s, on two separate occasions, he's seen two ghosts. The first one, while he was working, he saw a deceased owner walk through the home that he had taken his life in many months before. And the second one was a blonde woman in a red dress floating through his 100-year-old train carriages he has in his rear garden. On both occasions, I even tried to talk him out of it, trying to offer him solutions, but he said, "When you see it with your own eyes, you see it." Made my father a believer, but he's still not very spiritual or religious. But he accepts ghosts are real now. When my old dog was put down, I was devastated. It's been my childhood dog from a very young age, and I was in my early 20s. He had an old walk. You could tell him on the sandstone floor and an old dog smell. The day after he was put down, I heard him walk down the hallway. I was so happy. Remembered he was gone then, though. A few days later, I was talking to my mom, and she said, "It's weird, but I heard Peppy and his clips clocking down the hallway the other day. The same day I heard him. I've dreamed of him twice since then. The next time was years later. And when I told my mom, she told me that was the day the new owners had put in a pool and maybe disturbed him or our other dog's graves. The second time was much more emotional. I was in my mid-20s, I'm now 48, and I had the most incredible dream that I wish everyone in the world could have. Not a religious person, but I've always believed in a higher power. In this dream, I went to heaven. It was like a movie, and Peppy, Pasty, my childhood dogs, came running up to me, so young, so healthy, I could see them and smell them. It was a clear movie, and all around me, I felt people, but I couldn't see anyone. When I spoke to God or Jesus, I asked them about the animals, as I was so happy to see my beloved pets, and I asked if all the animals are here when I die." That's where we're going to pause this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Hear the rest of the account of what it's like to be a clairvoyant, become an extra podcast person. Also, our next story, who was the ghostly white figure with gashing wounds mysteriously wandering the grounds near a mental health facility? Or was it a man at all? To hear that and get access to all 387 of our EPP bonus episodes, our archive of ghost stories, all of it, become an extra podcast person, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of that and more. It's only $5 a month, or sign up for a full year and get yourself an extra month absolutely free in there. So check that out. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.